Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second, the second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth, the catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Philadelphia Phillies, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second, the first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Danny Schell. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Herm Wehmeyer. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Herm Wehmeyer. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ennis. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sauer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn scores. Burgess moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Baker strikes out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-1 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-1 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ennis strikes out. Two outs. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 0-1 in the game. Schell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp hits a fly ball into right field. Enna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehmeyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Schell. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Enna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field. Sauer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sauer. Ashburn moves to third. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Ashburn scores. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Torgerson scores. It's 3-2, Phillies. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burgess moves to third. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ennis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burgess scores. It's 4-2, Phillies. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 0 for 2 in the game. Schell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wemeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Tapp hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Herm Wemeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wemeyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Wemeyer bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Jim Davis now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Reiss pinch hits for Jim Davis. Hal Reiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiss strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Phillies. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Phillies. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Hamner reaches third base with a triple. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ennis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Schell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schell is 0 for 3 in the game. Schell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer, who is chasing the ball. Schell reaches third base with a triple. Hamner scores. It's 6-3, Phillies. Bill Tremel now pitching. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Phillies. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herm Wehmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehmeyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehmeyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner, who is chasing the ball. Wehmeyer reaches third base with a triple. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Phillies. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kiner is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Shell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shell, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wehmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.